everyone. Welcome back to Beans, Beats and Bankruptcy. Today we're talking about what's hot on the cafe scene, the music we're listening to at work, and bankruptcy. Today we're drinking, I guess, a bit of a homemade concoction. So what I've been doing throughout the end of lockdown is actually making a bunch of espresso. I usually use the Hemingway house blend. It's really caramelly, but also has a fruity finish. It's just a lovely daily driver. Then what I do is I make an entire glass bottle of that, leave it in the fridge. And then once it's cold, once it's cold, I then add UHT milk to it, just a touch, just to give it that sort of creamy finish, and then chill it again for another day, and then pour it out. So this is probably 4 or 5 shots of espresso with about 40% milk, but it's just stunning. It's like a flat macchiato. Beautiful. Today, well, look, I'm a bit biased, but I'm going to be talking about the new track released on Rufus Du Sol's new album. It's called On My Knees. It's a bit of a banger in their classic sort of chilled style, but it's got Nine Inch Nails sort of electronic vibes to it without the crunchy, depressing Trent Reznor element to it. The vocals are haunting, 10 out of 10. The beats, give it a 9. Workability though, actually quite low because it's distractingly good. That being said, it's probably a fantastic track to listen to on the way to the office or as you prepare for court. Obviously I don't know that because of lockdown, but I'll be looking forward to cruising the streets with it soon. So bankruptcy, what are we talking about today? Well, look, I'm going to go through a number of very quick reasons why you might become bankrupt. Now, firstly, the most common way in which people go bankrupt in Australia is actually voluntarily, just by filing a debtor's petition with APSA. And if you look at APSA statistics, the most common reason people go bankrupt is usually because of retail debt distress, so credit cards and small other consumer loans or liabilities which they can't afford to pay. But then when we get into the minority of individuals who are going bankrupt, we start to see that under the surface there's usually other reasons why they might go bankrupt. It might be because of direct business stress or risk that they've taken on in their capacity as a natural person partner of a partnership, or otherwise because of undertaking works as a sole trader. But due to the prevalence of corporate structures and corporate trustee structures, you tend to find actually that, again, once you go further and further into that minority of people who are not voluntarily made bankrupt, you find that a lot of it is related to corporate business distress and debt. And so that might be relating to personal guarantees for various loans. It might be related to personal liability for director penalty notices, both lockdown and non-lockdown. It might be related to personal liability for builders insurance, if a company's gone on liquidation. And then obviously all the various reasons that an individual might have claims made against them in the context of insolvency as well. So say their operating company has gone on liquidation, liquidators undertaken their activities and they found various types of wrongdoing. Those could include insolvent trading, various voidable transactions, breaches of directors' duties. I've also recently seen a bunch of personal liability for individuals being systematically involved in breaches of the Fair Work Act, or even penalties under occupational health and safety legislation, other types of legislation. But the one that is surprisingly common is the personal guarantee for the trade account. And this is where directors have set up a company, they're otherwise well structured, and they've said, hey, you know, I'm going to go to Bunnings or a trade supplier and I'm going to sign up to a credit account. And in doing that, they've actually provided a personal guarantee. And what's ended up happening is obviously their company suffered financial distress and they may not even be pursued for other issues, but they have an outstanding account with that particular creditor who has a personal guarantee. And unfortunately, in those circumstances, the creditor really has two options, particularly if there's no return in the corporate liquidation, which is either to pursue the debt or not to pursue the debt. And what we tend to find is, you know, most creditors are commercial. So if an individual doesn't have assets, they may not be made bankrupt. But if they do, and there's assets there for the taking, then the creditor may pursue them in court, eventually obtain a final judgment, and then proceed to bankruptcy notice and eventually sequestration orders, and the individual is made bankrupt. And I guess the moral of the story for season two, episode two, is really risk. Planning around risk and setting up structures to mitigate risk, both financial and non-financial, is very important. And if you're new to business or you're just not confident in what you're doing from a risk mitigation perspective or an asset protection perspective, you've got to get a great legal team around you. You've got a great, you know, financial advisor and accountant. I assume lawyers are usually the ones that are left out in the cold with that purchase decision. And I suggest you change that today. We'll be right back.